Israel says both the political and military leaders of Hamas will be targeted because militants in Gaza fired more than 130 rockets across the border since Wednesday. Cabinet Minister Gideon Ezra told Israel Radio that Hamas political leaders are inciting the Palestinian public and giving the orders to attack the Jewish state. Therefore, he said, they are legitimate targets. Ezra made the comments hours after an Israeli aircraft fired a missile that hit the home of a Hamas lawmaker. He was not there, but Palestinians say 8 people were killed, including several of his relatives and 2 militants. The army said it was targeting a group of 5 Hamas gunmen near the house. Hamas was outraged by the airstrike and promised revenge. The Hamas military wing called for the renewal of suicide bombings in Israeli cities. A Hamas leader in Gaza, Nizar Eyal, said the group will fight until the last Jew is expelled from Israel. Eyal told Hamas television that Israel must be wiped off the map and replaced with a Palestinian state. So the threats and the fighting continue. In another airstrike, Israel targeted a car carrying Islamic Jihad militants, killing 4 of them. And more rockets have been falling on the Israeli side of the border. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.